Hi everyone, the park is open once again. I hope you all are ready for the flashback arc. This season was so much fun to design. I am so excited to share with you all some very fun creatures. Residents of Persephone Park could not have been made without the help of Antonia Arca-Hughes, Serene Lowry, Daniel Hsu, Greg Zaccaro, Hug House Productions, Ira Young, Jessica, Kenneth Chen, Lex Cochran, Lou Sutcliffe, Lumi Yokes, Rebecca B., Sam McDonald, Thomas Sison, and William Huang. And a huge thank you to the New York Public Library. Shout out to Studio 40. Now on to the show.
How much further do we need to go?
We're going into a world full of magic. There's no way to tell how long it'll take to get there until we get there.
That seems like poor planning.
Well, if someone over here didn't have a messed up but necessarily strong linebacker, we wouldn't be in this situation.
I'm right here, you know. I can hear you.
Hey, we all agreed to help get these fairies home. Let's not start arguing until after that, okay?
Yeah, I feel like that's gonna be tougher than getting out of here.
Come on, guys. We have to try. What's wrong, Terry?
We spent too much time here.
I agree. What if we were followed?
But we don't know how much further we need to go. Maybe let's just take a small break.
Okay, just for a bit. And then we should go.
Well, this is some hangout, huh?
Shh, 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 shh. Let me relish this peace and quiet.
Don't fall asleep. Otherwise, who knows when you'll wake up.
I know the rules. Just let me be a vegetable for a bit.
What's going on? Whoa.
This has to be caused by magic. This area isn't known for seismic activity.
What should we do? We never cover earthquake drills in school. I mean, we're from New Jersey.
I think this is a sign that they want us out. Come on, let's go.
Oh, so much for being a vegetable.
Where are we?
It looks like we're back outside again. Yay!
No, it's not just that. I think we're out of the park.
Terry? Cerberus?
Wait, Dog and the fairies aren't here either. Dog?
Those cowards!
Whoa, Jessica, is everything okay?
Don't you see? They kicked out everyone who was human. They wouldn't even meet with us when we were just trying to help.
So the fairies did this?
No wonder it took so long down there. They were probably watching us.
Well, what do we do now? I mean, I can't go home without my pet alien.
Well, what time is it? Maybe they're waiting for us in the park.
It's almost 5:30 a.m. We sure stayed out late.
Okay, that means we should be able to go back to the park then. Come on, I want to make sure they're okay.
The entrance was right around here, right?
Sun's definitely rising right now, too.
It can't be.
There should still be 3 months, right?
That's what I thought you guys said. 3 months.
Those fairies won't even let us inside the park.
What should we do?
Sam? Jessica? You guys know best.
I don't know. They've never closed the park on us before.
Jessica says they've never closed the park like this. Is that true?
Yes. Let's just call it a night.
But, Dog!
I'll try and contact my uncle and see if maybe he can convince the fairies to let us back in.
You're talking about Hades? That uncle?
How long would that take?
I don't know. But Cerberus and Terry can't be out of commission for too long.
Then let's regroup after we all get some sleep. Yeah? Does that work?
Can I stay over at someone's place again? My mom's definitely going to notice that Dog is missing.
Yeah, of course. Everyone keep in touch, all right? Let's meet at the cafe later.
Okay.
Yeah,
night, guys.
Fine. Okay.
Yeah,
all
sounds
right.
Good.
Good night.
Whoa.
Morning.
Seems since we're all here, pending Jessica, I guess that means none of us have been able to enter the park.
You guys think Dog is all right?
I'm more worried for the fairies if they have to deal with Terry.
Terry will be on their best behavior, I hope.
So, what do we do now then?
I mean, can we do anything? But wait.
I can't reach the gin at all.
Dang, girl. Did you sleep? That was kind of the only thing we agreed to do.
How can you sleep when we have no access to the park?
Is Jessica okay?
She didn't sleep. She went to look for the gin. I didn't get much sleep either, to be honest.
All right, so coffee for everyone. That's something I can do at least.
Thanks, Drew. So maybe now would be a good time to talk about the whole situation. Since, seems like you're stuck with us no matter what.
I guess it'd be best for them to know.
Yes, please. Any kind of clarification as to what is going on.
Okay, it's kind of a long story, but maybe it is time we tell you.
All right, I've got coffee for everyone.
Oh, thank you. Ready for story time?
Ooh. Right. I can start it. This is the story about how we created the creature Pelu.
Lowe's knows that more projects mean more tools. For a limited time, new and existing MyLowe's Rewards credit card members can get 12-month special financing on purchases of $299 or more, in-store and online. Don't wait to get the things you need. Get special financing today. Lowe's. We help. You save. Now through August 27th, choose 12-month special financing on purchases of $299 or more. Offer subject to credit approval and cannot be combined. Minimum monthly payments required. See store or Lowe's.com for details.
So that's why I was telling him that you shouldn't actually wear gloves when handling liquid nitrogen because of the Leyden frost effect. But then Carter called me a nerd and tried to stick his gloved hand in anyway. If it weren't for Sam literally stopping him, he would have gotten hurt. I don't get it. Shouldn't you listen to the nerd when he tells you not to do something? Especially in a science class?
Who's Sam again?
My lab partner. You know, the quiet guy in my chemistry class. The one all the girls are always talking about.
And the one who you always talk about, too?
I mean, can you blame me? You should have seen how he stopped the guy. He took his hand and looked directly at Carter and told him to quit it.
I'm sure you could have done the same thing.
Not with that confidence. I can hardly look at him sometimes. Why did he end up being my lab partner?
Well, at least he talks to you. My lab partner ignores me the whole time.
Laura still won't talk to you? But it was a misunderstanding.
I don't think any of the girls in class talked to me. They still think I was aiming for her boyfriend when I didn't even know who he was. It's fine. School is just school, anyways. Wish we could be somewhere else.
Hey, you know I got your back. If you ever want to talk.
Right back at you. Say, isn't that Sam over there?
Does he usually walk this way?
Let's go talk to him.
Now?
No time like the present. Let's go chat with your hero.
Hero? Not my... Wait, Jess! Slow down.
Where did he go?
Maybe he lives around here. It's a quiet neighborhood.
Wait, there.
There's no one there?
No, I swear, I just saw him. Right here.
Jess? Jessica? Where did you... Hey, how did you do that?
Junie, where are we?
What do you mean? We're...
We were just in a neighborhood before.
But how? Where did the houses go? The street signs? How did we wind up here?
I could have sworn Sam went this way.
Oh, right. You said you saw him too.
I thought I did, but he's nowhere to be seen now.
Okay, well, logically, we shouldn't move until someone finds us, right?
Junie, I don't think anyone can find us if we don't even know where we are.
Right. So I guess the next logical answer would be to look around. Hey, here. These footsteps over here could be Sam's.
Ooh, following footsteps on a mysterious trail. Who knew we'd be in for such an adventure today?
Well, when you put it like that, it makes it sound a bit more fun. Where do you think we are?
What if we were whisked away to a magical realm, and now we have to save the day and be heroes the rest of our lives?
Okay, clearly you've been taking English Lit a bit too seriously.
Oh, come on. We gotta have some fun with this. I wanna be optimistic. Better that than some queen screaming off with your head.
Might as well just throw in a pirate with a ticking alligator next.
Hello? Who's there?
That's Sam! What do we do?
Why are you hiding? We should say something. Hello? Sam?
What if he thinks we're following him?
But we're not, remember? We're lost.
June? What are you doing here?
What is that?
Cerberus, hush.
Sam? Okay, what is going on?
This wasn't in any of the stories.
How did you two find this place?
We were just walking, and all of a sudden we were here. Where are we? And is that a dog next to you?
I told them this was a possibility. You really shouldn't be here. Let's go back. I'll make sure you get home safely.
Wait. Can you explain a little bit more?
Oh. Hello, doggy.
Jess?
Cerberus, enough. He won't do anything. Don't worry about it. Let's go.
Sam? You can't just show up with this creature and not say anything. Where did it come from? How did you meet it? Why does it have three heads?
Look, don't worry about him. It can be very dangerous here. So you and your girlfriend need to leave.
Girlfriend? Jess and I aren't like that.
Hey, this guy has snakes all over his body. Wouldn't it be wild if this were the real Cerberus from Greek mythology?
You know about the snakes?
They're not actually the Cerberus, are they? Was not expecting we'd be in a Hades and Persephone situation.
What? What are you talking about?
Sam, where are we, really?
I can't tell you.
What is that supposed to mean?
That's exactly what it means. Come on, I'll explain everything more once we leave the area. How about that?
This is going nowhere.
Jess, where are you going?
To find the answers myself.
Oh, but...
June, stay here.
I have to go after her.
Wait. Shoot. Come on, Cerberus.
Jess! Jess! I don't think we should wander off into an area we're not familiar with.
But you didn't seem all that happy either with the way Sam was acting.
Okay, true, but let's not run off on your own. I thought we were going to be a team.
Oh, sorry about that. You're right. Let's do this together. Oh, what is that? Is that an anteater? Those aren't native to here, are they?
I don't think so. But it also doesn't really look like an anteater. I think I know what it is. A tapir. I think they're from South America somewhere.
What is a tapir doing in New Jersey?
What if we ended up in some rich guy's exotic zoo or something?
I guess that makes more sense than purgatory. Does that mean Sam's rich, then? Maybe Cerberus is a part of his collection, too. He seemed quite friendly.
Maybe. You think this tapir is friendly as well, then?
Let's find out. Hi, little guy.
Aw, look at him sniffing. Man, never thought I'd meet a tapir here. Look at its snout.
He's so cute.
Look at his little ears. Wait, do they look different to you?
Hmm? Oh. Yeah, it's actually growing really fast. Ah, what is that?
Guys, move! Cerberus, leave the creature away from here.
Right. Running.
Okay. So I think it's safe to say that the tapir was not friendly.
Less talking, more running.
Okay.
What was that sound?
Jess? What are you doing? That was screaming. Screaming is bad. Why'd you stop?
I can't move. Why can't I move?
What? What's wrong with her? Jess! Come on! Jess? She's really not moving.
Calm down. It's hard to think when you're stressed. Cerberus won't let the creature come close to us. What did you say this creature was?
A tapir. You know those long-nosed animals from South America?
South America. Okay, this is probably a creature from Brazil, if we're being honest. They have the wildest creatures.
How does that help?
If we can figure out what this creature is, we might be able to figure out why you can't move. Oh. Shoot. I can't move now either. Wow, this is a terrible feeling. I can't stop shaking.
Oh, great. You too?
Oh, you both can't move? So what do I do?
Use your phone, June. Quick, find out. Look up tapir, Brazil, mythology, whatever pops up.
Okay. It's just showing me a tapire larara? But this looks like a jaguar?
What else do we know about it? What caused us to stop moving?
I think there was some yelling, right?
Yes, that scream. Okay. Tapir, Brazil, mythology, scream. Capilobo?
Oh, Capilobo. Okay, that makes sense. Oh, this could have been much worse.
This could?
Their screams could also cause madness. Like I told you, this park is very dangerous.
So what do we do now?
Well, the reason why you can't move is just due to a mental block caused by fear. Break through it. There's nothing to be scared of. Cerberus is taking care of it. Listen, you don't even hear it anymore, right?
Right. Right, it's quiet.
You guys are okay, then?
We will be. Come on, one step at a time. See? Your feet work. Just a little spooked. We're almost there. I'll explain everything soon. How are you guys feeling?
I'm fine. My ears are just kind of ringing. You?
Probably have some nightmares tonight, but I'll live.
You were like a hero out there, Sam.
Me? You're the one who figured out what the creature was. I froze in fear and did nothing.
But you understood the situation so quickly.
It's just my life.
Is that what happens here in this park?
I'm just trying to explain to you guys why you can't stay here. There are many more night creatures than the one you saw today.
Night creatures? You mean like werewolves and vampires?
Yes, that's why you guys can't stay here. Now, if you're both ready, I can take you back and you can forget today ever happened.
Wait, can't you explain this better? It's why we left in the first place. You didn't tell us anything. Why is there a park? Why are there mythical creatures here? And why do you know all about it? We want to know.
I didn't tell you anything because it's none of your business.
It'd be nice to know why you're so closed off as well.
Jess! Sam, this is all very confusing, so I hope you can understand why we have so many questions. But we should have first said thank you for saving us today.
Right. Thanks. I don't think I've ever felt that kind of fear before.
You're welcome. Well, this park can get pretty crazy. There are some good things about it, too.
Like what?
Like Cerberus, and a lot of other creatures that live here as well. Good boy, Cerb.
Other creatures? Like fairies and dragons?
Yeah, there are some pretty cool beasts out there.
So, if we came again with you and Cerberus, then maybe it'd be fine for us to be here?
June...
There's so many things that we could see.
You guys aren't scared?
I mean, don't get me wrong. I was absolutely terrified when that creature attacked. But this whole idea, it's like a fairy tale come to life. I want to know more about this place. And you, that sounded weird. I think I'm starting to talk too much here, aren't I?
Just say it, Junie.
Sam, I want to be just like you.
Sure.
Wow, this is all very sweet.
I can't tell if this is better or worse than my experience.
Trust me, there's nothing like hearing that scream.
I've never heard Junichi like this before either. I want to hear more about him before the scary stuff, if we can.
Sure, there's lots that we can tell you.
Oh, like the time when he tried to convince the Kappa to go on a strict cucumber-only diet?
Or when he tried to convince JD to use his cell phone despite the fact that they only have hooves.
He wanted to help with communication throughout the park. Too bad he didn't think about it all the way through.
Yeah, but even though most of his attempts fell through, he really made the park as fun as he promised.
He sure did.
Wait a minute. Sam, can you hear Jessica?
What?
Want to listen to more mythology-inspired stories? Check out Hearthbound, a post-apocalyptic love story with amazing original music that's all based on the Odyssey. Take a listen to the trailer now.
Hello? Someone there?
Are you still there?
Yes, I'm here. I'm right here.
Who are you?
I'm nobody.
If there's a stranger all alone, set her back to walk the stone.
Where are you headed?
Nowhere special. I'm leaving.
Leaving? I'm sorry.
Don't be. Don't pity the free.
Come along with us on a post-apocalyptic road trip.
We start at the very bottom of the cup. An anchor here, but its chain rises to the center line of the cup and beyond. You have a choice to make.
Gather your loved ones.
Your wife. Penelope. Penelope. Pretty name. I remember the first time I saw her was the first time I saw the sea.
And stay clear of the shadows.
Do you think that guy is following you? My dad was like that. Seeing things that weren't there.
It's a long, winding road. You coming our way?
Which way do I need to go?
Take the old highway. Take it to the far sea. That's where we left her.
Hearthbound, a queer musical untelling of the Odyssey. Created by Joe Chang. Coming to all podcast platforms June 3rd, 2025.
You say it's been a long time.
Yeah.
How do you know it's still there?
I don't.
And you're still going back.
No wayfarer, wanderer, what do you seek? Will you go down to the valley where the Outlanders meet? Wayfarer, wanderer, the forge light is on. When you arrive at the break,
safe travels, darling.
Yeah.
Residents of Persephone Park is a production written and produced by Angela Yee. Directed by Angela Yee. Executive produced by Sam McDonald. Featuring in order the voices of Ben Palizzi, Molly, Ashley Dawson, Jess Syrett, Angela Yee, G3, Sarah Sara Menendez, Spencer Hiroshi Field, Cameron Georgette, Dylan McKnight, Ahmad AJ Judo, Nick Fiore, Skylar Giordano, and AJ DeLong. Dialogue edited by Angela Yee. Sound design by Angela Yee and Rebecca Liu. Mixed and mastered by Angela Yee. Script edited by Sarah Sara Menendez. Original music by Hua Pham. Season 5 cover art by Winona Nerona. Series logo by Macy Tung. For more information about the show, please go to our website, residentsofpersephonepark.com. Come visit the park again soon.